send her Kim pics because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Funny, mama.
That happens to me.
And
I was
like, I don't
want your son.
Too funny. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley. Sherry is out again, but I got my girl here. Please welcome to the show my co-host today for Two Funny Mamas, Lunell.
Yay.
I guess everybody, and I should give you some credits, but let me just give you some love right now. Everybody talking about, give
you
them the
flowers. You don't have to run down. You don't have to run down my credits, girl. We'll be here all day.
Good one. But actress, a comedian, friend extraordinaire, Lunell, welcome. Thank you so much for stepping in. Sherry is working as usual. But hey, girl, what's happening?
What it is for y'all who don't know, you're going to be probably watching this Thursday. It's really 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
Okay,
you're going to tell many people. There's not many people that will get me up in full drag. This is my whole Las Vegas drag queen drag.
Yes, it is.
I got the big Las Vegas lashes on a Sunday morning, but for you, Kim, and for Sherry.
Thank you, honey. And we're eating breakfast, and we're in our pajamas.
Tell them what you're eating, Kimberly.
Day after Christmas. No, 2 days after Christmas. And well, the whole week. I'm eating my Weight Watchers. I was already messing up with the camera. My Weight Watchers pancake mix. And what are you eating?
Well, no? I ain't no pancake mix. But why don't you just make a pancake out the mix? What, you supposed to eat the mix?
No, you put water in it and then you throw it in the microwave. It's delicious.
And it turns into a pancake in a cup?
Yes, it turns into like a muffin. And well, you could put it on the stove, but I put some bananas in it, put it in the microwave, and it's delicious because I have really been eating a lot since Thanksgiving. It's like I got off my thing and I just, you know, you would think I started in March that it would be a habit, but I think sometimes you just get unfocused and I just, you know, not prepared. I've been eating everything. So
yeah, it's called you don't give a fuck for a little while. That's what it's called.
That's
I'm eating a tamale for my Latinos, y Latinas out there. I'm eating me a pollo, tamale, pollo.
Not a polo chicken.
Pollo.
It's not polo.
Well, that's what they say commercially, El Pollo Loco, but it's El Pollo Loco.
Polo.
You know, I used to date Mexicans. You know that.
Okay. Oh, you used to date what?
You know, I used to date Mexicans a lot.
Oh, that's right. You had one for a long time.
Yeah, shit. I'm an honorary Chola girl.
Oh, hold on. I'm blurry again. Chris is text. Chris, come on in, y'all. You, everybody knows Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Kim? Yeah, you're a little blurry right now. We're that light coming through your 740 windows you've chosen to set up your camera room in is setting it off. So I don't know. What do we want to do?
So, well, while I clip the blinds and put the light on.
There you go.
You go do that. I'll entertain the people.
Entertain the people and tell them, why don't you do me a favor? Can you take this moment to tell them about the, I will say, epic, historic movie that's coming out in March? Can you do that?
Do you mean Coming to America, The Quest?
Yes. Wouldn't that be Coming to America 2? Like this?
Yeah, but it's actually formally called Coming to America, The Quest, because I have the director chair thing right over there that says The Quest. I have the hoodie that says The Quest. People just don't know yet because they haven't put all those graphics out.
Okay, tell the
people. Yes, I would love to. Go do the curtains. Okay, people, hi. I'm Lunell, the original bad girl of comedy. Kim Whitley is my friend. Sherry Shepherd is my friend. I'm supposed to scoot over this way a little bit. Yeah. And so I'm filling in today. And the movie that Kim was speaking of is the epic sequel, 32 years later, of Coming to America, The Quest, which is its former name. It was going to be on distributed through Paramount and in the movie theaters December 18th, which means we would have already seen it for those of you who dared to go to the movie theater. But due to the grace of God, it has been sold from Paramount to Amazon Prime, which means you can stream it and you can lay in the comfort of your own jammies like me and Kim, and you can lay at home with your own popcorn or your drink or your smoke or whatever, and you can watch this epic sequel at home on the couch, in the bed, or wherever you like to watch your movies. It's really the trailer, I think, that you guys have seen already, probably. And some of the photos have been released. And I'm very proud to be in this film. It's my second Eddie Murphy, Craig Brewer film. The first, of course, being Dolomite Is My Name, which is on Netflix right now still, I do believe. My daughter also has a part in the movie because she's dancing behind the very sexy Teyana Taylor. And look, she's back.
Amazing. Well, nice work, Kim. No, Linnell, is getting that call for Coming to America, like, is that a, do you just drop everything? I mean, I know you worked with Eddie before, but that's incredible.
No, I almost passed out.
Right. Because I'm mad I'm not in the film, but I'll talk to you about that.
No, well, yeah, take a number, Kim, because everybody in Hollywood is wants a little piece of this film.
Just a little piece.
I'm just lucky that, you know, I auditioned. In Dolomite Is My Name, remember Lady Reed, Queen Bee, Lady Reed? Well, I had auditioned for that part 7 times. I had 7 callbacks. So by the time the end of the movie, Craig knew me very well. And so that's why he decided to go ahead and make me Eddie's aunt. He didn't want to lose me. Well, you know how it is in this town. You make relationships. People want to mess with you, Monique. And when you make relationships and you do a good job, they will mess with you again. And I like them. They like me. So that's why I got into Coming to America. You know, I'm not a reoccurring character. I wasn't there 32 years ago when I would have been a mere child. But
funny. But, absolutely.
But I'm in this one, and I'm really happy to be associated with it and have my daughter in her first major motion picture.
Kim.
Yeah, that was epic. Yes.
I've got something for you. Lunell, this is a huge, huge moment in your career, but you were on my show here in St. Louis a year ago or so when you were coming through, and we discovered something that you wouldn't know. There we all are. Look at that. Travis, myself, Lunell, here in the studio. We figured this out on my show. I think you guys will really enjoy this. Kim, you familiar with Mike Myers, Saturday Night Live, Austin Powers, yes. All that, right?
Yes.
He had a movie called So I Married an Axe Murderer, and Lunell almost had a speaking part in it, and we'll tell you why. We've got a picture of her in the movie, too. Look at this. Look at your girl. Now, Lunell.
Wait a minute. Look at Lunell. I don't even look
first
like you.
All,
did you get your nose fixed? Look.
This is what, 1992, 1993, when you would have filmed this?
That was my first film ever, but let me explain the hair, okay?
Yes.
Kim, now you may remember back in the day, they had a hairdo called a freeze, right?
Yes.
It was sort of like kid in play, but it was finger wavy. Come on, ladies, y'all remember out there. It was finger wavy. I was looking at myself, girl. Let me look at the camera. And so I was looking doing the freeze. It was a freeze. And Anderson Brothers in Oakland, California did my hair for me. John, I think it's Anderson. And so I had to explain that hairdo first. I played a cop, which is so ironic because, you know, hashtag fuck the police. Mm. And I played a cop in my first, oh, what happened? And so... I got to play with Alan Arkin and Anthony LaPaglia and Mike Myers and, just a whole bunch of people. That Kramer motherfucker, she was
Michael,
in it.
Michael Richards?
Yeah, her.
Oh.
And,
did you say her?
I did.
Yeah. All right, I'm listening.
And so that was my first film. I lived in Oakland. They shot in San Francisco. Then the second film, was The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. I still lived in Oakland. I was 7 months pregnant, but I think they thought I was fat. But go figure. Because nobody hires a 7 month pregnant woman unless she's playing a pregnant woman.
Okay, that was good. You're right. No, you're right.
Right, Kim? Right?
That's funny. Yeah, no one would hire unless it's a pregnant part.
Nobody would hire a 7 month. And we on Alcatraz. Ain't no hospital on Alcatraz. They had to go all the way back across the water.
Oh, that is crazy.
So I Married an Axe Murderer. Linnell, tell Kim the best part. No, you about your part, your speaking part. What happened?
Oh. So Kim knows about this, and people out there in YouTube land, you don't know, but you're about to know. When you do your first movie, you have not had the opportunity to join the union yet. The yes. union is what makes all the difference. Makes a difference in residuals and money and stuff like that. It was not till my second film that I was called a must join. Then I had to join the union, period. And so I've been in the union ever since. But since I wasn't in the union, when you do these films, oftentimes you have to go back and do what they call ADR, which is you have to go back and do your voice again if it didn't come out clearly or whatever like that. But that's automatic if you're in the union. But if you are not in the union, they'll just get somebody else to do the voice. They don't call you back. So in that movie, it's a white woman's voice that's coming out of my mouth, not my
voice.
You're
lying. No way. They didn't even get a black person to dub your voice?
No, they got a Karen girl to come out my mouth.
Oh, I got to see the movie just for that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm in the first 20 minutes, so you don't have to watch the whole movie if you don't want to, but it is funny. It's weird. You know, Mike Myers got that
weird. Hey, what's the name of the movie one more time? What's the name?
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Okay, yeah, I got to see this. Oh, my God.
Would you like me to bring you some edibles for the viewing?
No, because your edibles are dangerous.
You know, I overdosed on my own edible about a week ago.
What?
Well, what? I ate this little water. I got a bag of goodies, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For stressful time. So I had edibles for stressful time. I had a bag of these watermelon edibles that was dipped in sugar. You know, you remember the gum, you know, like a gummy worm that's dipped in sugar?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So just imagine a round gummy worm dipped in sugar. So I ate it as watermelon. It was the first time I had that particular brand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that I thought I was going to have to go to the doctor. I thought I had narcolepsy. For 4 days, I was like,
what? Wait a minute. How strong? Was it from a store or was it handmade?
I don't do the handmade like Hope Flood. You make. I don't do.
Yeah, because you handmade. Will. Okay.
No, and I don't do. No, and what happened? I didn't really read the packaging.
Oh, okay.
And it had many, many more milligrams than what I really supposed to had. I think I supposed to had ate that in half.
Oh, 4 days. Yeah, that's a dangerous situation for the edibles. Is it legal in St. Louis, Chris?
I think that we just got like some kind of medical exemption where you can do that, but they did make a recreational something across, like, so Illinois is 5 minutes from here, right? Like, it's a different state, but it's super close. They did it last year, and there were lines and all that stuff, but yeah, I think the medical stuff in Missouri is kind of going forward now. Do you get down on that, Kim? You've been out in California a while.
Yeah, but I'm not good. I will take
Kim don't smoke no weed. She don't do nothing. I'm the one who do all the drugs. That's me.
Oh my God. Oh God, I'm a winkling. I'm not good.
But we've been threatening the slider one. Kim, you didn't get no edible at my birthday party that time when I gave everybody one when they came in the door.
I told you we're gonna talk about it off the air.
Linnell, who comes to a birthday party like that? If Kim's there, I bet there's a pretty big roster of stars.
Her birthday party.
You tell them, Kim. You tell them.
Yeah, her birthday parties are epic. Like, if she sends you an invitation, it is a must go. It's like the Essence Festival. If Lunel gives a birthday party, you got to be there. I mean, it's not only star-studded, but the fun, it's just the music, and there's drinks and friends and laughter and comics and R&B singers and edibles and R&B singers and stars and edibles.
And edibles.
And fun. It was just, you know, it's fun. And Lunel goes off every birthday party. She will cuss somebody out. If you sit at her family's table,
oh boy,
and they ain't got no room, oh, Lunel be off the chain. But it'd be late into the night. it'll start off that way.
When everything done kicked in.
Everything done kicked in. Fun. Wait, are those pajamas you have on? That's the first problem I have.
What?
Do you have on pajamas?
Yeah. It's Sunday morning. You think I'm going to have a fucking ball gown on or something?
Oh, God.
If I didn't look so cute, I'd be going back to bed. But I look so cute, I got to get out in the streets today.
You got to get out in the Corona streets, child.
No, I'm not in the Corona streets. I haven't been in a grocery store in a year.
I was quarantining
before quarantine. Let's just be clear. But
I believe that.
My party. Uh-huh. Well, the thing about my party is, like, I have different sets of friends. I'm sure everybody has their friends compartmentalized, you know, mm-hmm. the hoes and then the trap bitches and then the Christians and then the actors and then the gays and then all this. So at my party, I throw everybody together at one time. Yeah. You may see Bishop Don Magic Juan with four women standing next to the great Paul Mooney. You may see George Wallace standing next to some drunk bitch. You know what I'm saying? The entertainers, I had Troop, the old school group Troop.
Yep.
Spread my wings and fly away. They were there. The Mary mm-hmm. Jane girls were there, killing it. I could have watched them all night. And Misha Lay sang, and Sugar T killed it. Remember she fell down on the floor, Kim? Remember she fell down? Did you see that? Yeah, they do start passing out at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
We had Darius McCrary and Hope Flood were hosting it. And we had this band called Funkalicious that was like Parliament Funkadelic. They had roller skates and the whole shit. So we had a wang dang doodle. But it's going to be even bigger next time.
Kim, can I be your date to the next one? Like, where would I be in the plate line? Like, where would I have to wait at the end
press,
of the line?
Press.
You put him in the press line? You put him in the press room?
Come on. I'm Kim's date for this, and I got to be with the press?
No, but if for some reason she loses you, and somebody asks who the fuck are you, just say, I'm with the press.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, Chris, that'll get you cleared.
Chris, we like the press.
Yeah, we do. Well, you know what? Chris, last week on the podcast, Chris sent over a picture that he was with this band. Chris, do you have that picture? I want you to see this picture. So
we'll flash it. We'll flash it real quick.
No, keep it up. Look at his pants, Lumiere. Look at his pants. Look at his pants. I said, what? He didn't notice. You know, he's choking. Look at his pants. I was like, what is in there?
All right, take it down.
No, let's all enjoy that moment. For those listeners at home, you're going to have to log on to Two Funny Mamas on YouTube to see the anaconda in the pants.
I thought he had a flashlight in his pants. I thought he was doing security. I don't believe it. I had to see it face to face. Oh.
Face to face. Let me tell you, Chris got a newfound respect for me. I said, oh, he's very tall.
I got a newfound respect for him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Chris, so we got to treat him real good.
Oh, yes.
Now tell me, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was very low key. However, I did cook the whole shebang bang. For my daughter, it was just my daughter and myself. I had not been home for Christmas in like 4 years.
Right.
You know, and we all know how that went down on Ilana LaFace, my motherfucking life. So I didn't want her to feel abandoned, you know, and like and feel like I wouldn't cook because it was just her. So I cooked the whole shaboying boing for her and I. I did turkey prime rib, ham, greens, sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese, dressing, and gravy. I did that. These hands, which are no nails for the first time in 30 years.
Oh,
these,
wow. These there hands. Aren't any nails.
No, I have not had any nails for 30 years. It's like Glodine White. It's like they tried to take my superpowers, but I got them back during the solstice. Anyway,
oh, that's right.
So I cooked all that for her, but then I delivered a couple of care packages to some friends of mine that normally come that I know ain't got nobody.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
It looked like Sherry.
I ain't going down
it?
There fucking with them fools on Skid Row, but I will.
I know.
My friends.
Rodney said,
no,
I'm
I
taking-
mean, you can't put a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. Going down there with some food one day, what about the other 365 days they need to eat? So, but my friend, I got friends that ain't got nobody too. I got friends that ain't doing good too. So I care packaged a lot of that. I want my goddamn Tupperware back. Hope Flood says I have the El Pollo Loco Tupperware collection.
What is the El Pollo Loco? Oh, that's funny. From El Pollo Loco, all of it's from, you know why? Because you don't mind losing it. When you get the food to go, well, I don't mind using that.
Yeah, but I want mine back though.
You want
hey, Kim, you remember that old Tupperware? That used to have Tupperware parties back in the day?
Yes. I don't even know what they call them now. People still call them Tupperware, but they're not Tupperware. They're Glad and they're somebody else and they're, but that was.
Don't plug them. They ain't giving you no money. Don't plug them. But they know what they're talking about. But,
yes.
But yeah, but mine comes from El Pollo Loco. They got the best containers.
Oh, what did you?
Go sorry, ahead, Kim. Go okay. I was just going to say, you got great containers, but what did you two get? What was your favorite thing you gave or got this Christmas? Did you guys, you two had to do some extravagant giving.
You kidding?
Who are you talking to?
What?
You don't, what the hell?
You just,
my daughter didn't open a motherfucking, bag on Christmas. You hear me? She didn't even have a stocking stuff because I'm going to pay, her birthday is January 7th. For people who have kids in December that got birthdays in January, you get a double pamp, bam, bam,
yeah,
whammy like that. So
January
I said, do you want me to give you some shit now? Or do you want me to pay for some shit for your birthday?
Right,
so
right,
she chose
right.
The birthday. So she got the feast, like, fuck out of my face.
Now, Kim, it looked like you and Joshua had a nice time. There's a good picture of you guys up online.
But this is why she was on Ilana Fix My Life. You see what I'm talking about, Chris? See what
she is nothing but business. Look at that. Now, Lunel, what about that? Look at Joshua and those.
Well, they're always adorable. Mommies and sons are always adorable.
That's so funny. And he's younger. He was excited about that buzz.
Let me clear this up before they get in the comments with the bullshit. I love my daughter dearly. She can get any motherfucking thing she gets Christmas and her. You feel me? Not out of guilt. Because I only have one child. But when you only got one and people want to holler spoiled, what do you do when you only have one? You want to give them whatever they need and most of whatever they want. So therefore, I made the decision to let her pick and she picked. So don't be in the comments with that shit. Thank you.
No, okay. Well said. Well said.
Sure. Hey, I asked, sure. By the way, I asked what was the language constraints on this show. They said not.
I said, Lunel, you be yourself. I was like, you say whatever you want to say. Okay. Kim, was that?
Chris is going to bleep it all out. No,
I think bleeps are funny. I like bleeps. I think they're funny.
What about Sherry? Did anybody drop anything off for Sherry? There's a good picture of Sherry. Looks like her and Jeffrey had a nice time. Look at them hanging out.
With the dogs.
I didn't drop nothing off for her, but I do have something for her. How about you, Kim?
You know what? I don't really get my rich friends nothing. I don't look at them. I don't get them.
Kim.
Well, you must have something for me then.
No. Well,
then you must have something for me.
You're in a big blockbuster movie. Now, my friends who's struggling, I might get them
something.
It ain't
out yet, and I wrote to say, it ain't out yet, And I wrote SAG, and they said we won't be getting no residuals till 2022. Okay.
Wow.
So wow. Run me a present, Kim.
Okay, I'll run you a present. What you want? You're so cute. Wait a minute. So you look like you look way better even before. Like when you get your
present, Kim.
I get. Okay. See, I tried to redirect the conversation. Chris, how was your Christmas?
It was good. It was chill. I actually got to have dinner with my parents, so that was nice. It was a good time. Yeah.
Did you test before?
You know, I didn't, but I haven't had any signs. We did the temperature stuff. We did all that.
You're lucky.
And we distanced. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. You did wear a mask?
Yeah, I had mask on, yeah. And then we hung out at dinner. So it was really laid back. It was a good time.
Okay. You didn't get to hug your mama?
We broke it. We did it. Yeah, we did a little side
of
hug.
Of course.
Yeah, it happens.
A little side hug. My Joshua wanted to hug my dad so bad this summer that we took a sheet and let him put a sheet over his body, and then he hugged him. I know, hey, Lunette.
Kim.
That was the beginning. The sheet wasn't good. Hey, he need to hug his papa. I had to figure out.
Black Lives Matter, Kim. Black Lives Matter.
You're right. I might have put a piece of plastic over him, then I'd have killed him, suffocated my daddy. So
Are there differences? And maybe we cue up the Ask a White Guy theme here. I don't know if we have that. But are there differences? Are there inherently black traditions that I need to know about and be aware of
hold on. Stop.
Uh-oh.
Are you one of those white people who don't have no black friends?
I got a million, but we have a segment to do, so.
But it don't matter if he got black friends. He still don't know it, girl. He clueless.
So I was about to have a swig of this old gin. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
Hit the music. Hit the music.
This is for TV.
We are here at Ask a White Guy. So
I'm just trying to think if I have like German coleslaw and like liver dumplings and like I knew you guys would look like that. What's on the menu at Christmas that I need to be made aware of? Or do you guys want to learn about mine?
Ask Kim. She might have some little Weight Watcher instant turkey mold that she poured some shit in.
No, I cut up. I didn't. What in the world? I'm still at liver dumplings or something. Y'all had regular food. I know your mama. What did y'all have for dinner? Come on.
We did. We had a turkey. We had a smoked turkey. It was great. We did the liver dumpling stuff. We had we had some like some cheese and potatoes.
You know what? It might have been like pate. You like pate, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a Christmas dish.
But it is if you're not black, shit.
Right, okay. It is Ask a White Guy segment.
You German or something like that. Ain't you German or something?
Sure.
Sure, it's the sure.
I mean, what's your nationality, Chris? I can't see you.
Oh, yeah. It's
hilarious. Chris, show or come up on the screen, Chris. Show.
Oh, we could pop that picture of Lunell and I
know what Chris... I know what Chris looked like. I'm just saying, what is his nationality?
Yeah. Mostly German. Yeah, European German.
What'd I say?
You did say
What'd I say?
Oh, shit. I ain't never been with no German.
Who else would eat fucking liver dumplings?
Liver dumplings. I don't even know the dumpling part. So is dumplings with liver in it, Chris?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yes, Kim. No, it's dumplings with a car in it. Yeah.
I want to know what you all had. I was like, because we'll do like deviled eggs. You guys do deviled eggs?
Yes.
Okay, so we're finding common ground. What else? Green bean casserole.
Kim, have you been to, I know you have because you got a lot of white friends in industry and all that shit. Have you been to Christmas, like a major once a year holiday? At your white friend's house?
Yeah.
And how was it, Kim?
It was fun. It was
how was the food?
Interesting. It was different, but you know, I think some of my friends didn't even do a traditional Christmas dinner this year. Some people had ribs. They were doing all kinds of, 'cause of COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Live a little, yeah.
My sister and them had lasagna.
Oh, see? Different.
Yeah, it was different. Now, see, Kim ain't eating no more, and I still got tamale. Now I'm going to look like the big unprofessional.
How did you two meet? That's what I'm curious about. You two have got, like you said, Linnell, some projects under your belt. Where'd you meet Kim first?
Oh, my God, that's hard to say.
Well, first of all, I used to have a drinking problem. And so I don't know. It's like we've always been in our orb.
She said, oh, my God. Are you telling me that your memory?
I don't remember the first time.
I don't remember the first time either of a lot of things.
That's what I don't remember the first time, but I know that we've been in each other's orb for a long time. We used to be at the same auditions and all that kind of stuff.
But yeah, and comedy clubs, and I think it was just the
same. Yeah, we just was in each other's orb for like long time. We ain't never had an argument. We ain't never had a nasty comment. We ain't never threw no shade. I mean, I do, but you know, don't nobody pay me no mind. And
that's a lie. Don't nobody pay her no mind. That's what's so funny.
Don't nobody pay me no mind. And I'm down for her if she needs me, like at 10 o'clock some Sunday morning, and if she wants me to get all dressed up. I tell you one thing: it's a good thing this show is from the neck up, because I got my nightgown on and not a damn thing else. Hallelujah.
I know that's right. Just nice and comfortable. Oh my goodness. So what, okay.
Girl, you gotta pay me a lot to, you gotta pay me a lot to put on a bra on a Sunday morning.
I know that's right, because you want to be comfortable. All right. What are you doing for New Year's then? Do you have any plans? Normally, would you be working?
I think I might be. No, ma'am, I'm not back out on the road yet.
But would you normally be working?
I refuse. I would normally be in Las Vegas.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, got it.
You know, because I had my residency there.
Right, you sure did. So
well, definitely. I don't know. It depends. Does New Year's fall on a Sunday?
Oh, no. But you still, I'm talking about every year you would take a New Year's Eve gig, wouldn't you?
Yeah, everybody does. The highest paying day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is definitely the highest paying. So, you know, New Year's, I think it's going to be just like Christmas
for
me.
New Year's this year is on a Friday. New Year's this year is on a Friday, by the way.
Okay, I'm going to be sitting right here.
So I would be somewhere. I haven't been home for New Year's. When you live in the hood, you don't really want to be home for New Year's.
Now, why is that? What New Year's is different in the hood? Really?
Yep.
That's all you got to say? You just said, yep.
It gets loud in St. Louis. You play the fireworks or machine gun game.
Wow.
That's very real.
I play that every year.
People just
fireworks
in the air.
Machine gun. Yeah. Fireworks, AK. Fireworks.
Really? No way. No way.
Yeah, happens every year in St. Louis. It's a bad deal.
Oh, Kim.
I never heard.
You didn't always live out there.
Well, I mean, I've heard gunshots on New Year's Eve. I've never heard a machine gun.
Well, I ain't heard a machine gun either, but apparently the German has.
You spend New Year's Eve in the city of St. Louis, you'll hear every type of gun you've ever thought of.
St. Louis is off the chain.
The okay. Lou. Shout out to the Lou.
Okay, so
shout out to the Germans too. I don't mean no harm.
The Germans. Okay. Have you ever dated a white guy, Linnell?
Who, him?
Yeah, Chris. Have you ever dated a white guy?
Has Chris ever dated a white guy?
No, not that I remember. I used to drink a lot, though.
Oh my God, you both had drinking problems.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
No, no white guys for me.
Oh my God.
Oh, you like the brothers?
Yeah, Asian dudes only.
Asian dudes only.
Wait, Kim, you're always people were asking that, and I guess they don't remember in the comments there was a full-on conversation about had I dated a black woman or what. Yes, I have. People got that out of context, and
yeah, you did say that, but I don't think you enjoyed or in love with. I can't remember. Or you did love her or something.
Oh, she's great. Yeah, but there's not just one either. Come on now. Lunell, what's your history? What's going on with you? You mentioned a Mexican partner
Me?
Earlier. Yeah.
Oh, she had a Mexican boy.
I done dated them all. I've dated white boys. I've dated Latinos. I've dated Puerto Ricans. Various sundry African-American gentlemen. Raggedy, broke, working. No money, though. Nobody never had no money. I never dated a man with money. Never in my life. Kim, I ain't never had a man with money. Not one.
It's never.
But it ain't too late. It ain't too late.
But it ain't never. It's the same shit. As far as I'm concerned.
Kim, what if...
It's even worse. Like, I think that the girls that... like no athlete would fuck with me because I'm not a passive chick. Or,
right.
I don't want passive chicks. I don't want the Instagram chicks and all that do date athletes and stuff to get the wrong impression. But I do believe, because we're talking about the guys now, we ain't talking about the girls, we're talking about the guys. I believe that certain caliber of guys pick certain caliber of women because they know if they give them the bag, if they give them the car, if they give them the card, they can go out and do everything they want to do. And they don't have no ground to stand on. They'd be like, shut up, you're driving a Bentley. Shut up, you got five Americans. I don't want to do. That's what I believe. I know, because I never did a rich guy. I'm a working man. My husband is an electrician. I said, my husband is an electrician. You know, I like him dirty, coming out the attic with that sweaty wife beater and the two belt to tones. Hey, I like the boys out front and the BK. No, I don't make the money three way.
Okay. All right. I kind of like that.
Kim gives their celebrities. Some of their celebrities.
Yeah. How's that work, Kim?
You know.
Tell them, Kim. Tell them.
I have not really dated celebrities. I try to date the boys in the group, not really the ones that are, you know, right up front. If you date behind the scenes, ain't nobody going to believe the PA. Ain't nobody. That's horrible. I'm just kidding. But had I known the boy in the bad had pants on like Chris,
okay,
it'd be a different story. But no, you know what? I have dated a couple celebrities, and it's always extra. You got the assistant with you all the time. You got security. We got to eat, go behind the back door. You got to eat in the private room. I mean, it's always a little extra. That's the thing. It's extra. I like to go in the front door. I like to be regular. And I don't, you know, I've never been a girl with a bunch of security and all that kind of stuff. So it's different, you know. But even like the difference between celebrity and money, you can have money.
Fellas.
Yeah, that's it. You could date a man with money. And it's different right. than a man who's a celebrity.
What about the white boys? We were talking about white boys. What about the white boys? What about
White boys,
Kim?
Oh, white boys.
No, ask
him. Wait, what? Ask him.
She's chopping up. I don't know what she was asking.
What
were you asking?
That's what we're talking about.
She's silly. She said that's what
I was asking. I said, what about white boys? You know, I dated black girls.
I thought we were talking about celebrities and non-celebrities and rich men with money. But the white boys, have I dated a white boy? I've never really dated a real white boy. Like the German would be the first one.
A real one?
I said the German.
You mean?
Chris, No, when I say that, because I've dated an Italian. I had an Italian boyfriend, but he didn't speak hardly any English.
Well, that's not a white boy.
That's not the same.
That's what I'm saying. He's not really, it doesn't count then.
He's not a white boy.
That's not a white boy. A white boy is definitely a white boy. An Italian is an Italian. So I will say no.
Are you bringing a white guy to family Christmas?
You know what? At this point, my daddy doesn't care if I bring a Rottweiler. He don't care if I bring he don't give a damn. Bring something. Okay? He don't give a damn.
He just wants you to have somebody to talk to.
That's all. He wants somebody to take care of me, somebody to talk to. He's like, this bitch gonna be lonely. So I think my daddy would appreciate me having someone. I think all parents want their children to have someone that they can count on. And just even when, Joshua came into my life, my baby, that my mother was so happy. She was like, oh, now you have somebody.
KK.
Yes, KK was so happy. And I was like, dang, I need a daughter. Because boys go off, get married, and leave you. A girl going to be with you forever. She's going to take care of you.
Unless you say that again. You can say that again.
But yeah, boys leave, girls be all up under you. But if my son was gay, I think gay men take care of their mothers better. I know that's horrible to say, but they're more in tune, I think. I just feel like my gay friends, they all about their mama. My heterosexual, male chauvinist, hard hitting men, they love their mama too, but it's a different way. They trying to chase that woman first. They chasing that thing. Okay, maybe I've talked too much.
I was going to say, what are you chasing in this? Lunel, tell me what Kim's chasing in this Instagram photo that she put up. Have you seen this photo of Kim? We've referenced it a few times. You think I'm revealing it in those pants? Look at those. Oh, my Lord. Do you see Kim?
It's a thirst trap.
I noticed that. Yeah. I could get lost in there for a while. Jeez.
You know, I didn't realize.
Who doesn't know that Kim Whitley got big titties? Kim Whitley, you can Google Kim Whitley's big titties. You can. Let's do it. I'm going to do it on my phone.
Lunel, you've been in Penthouse. Should Kim be in Penthouse? What's going on?
No, I agree.
I think she absolutely should if she wanted to. You know, yes, I did do a 6-page spread in Penthouse.
Well, I'll do it out right now. I got this.
Black
I got it right
tail.
Now. I'm hiding from Josh. I have the book right here. Don't be confused because you're supposed to sign it. I have the Penthouse.
You don't know about Black Tech.
Her connection keeps going out.
I had to hide the magazine from Joshua.
I will sign it when I come out. Kim, do you remember? Hey, wait a minute. Chris don't know about Blacktail. Chris don't know about Blacktail. Do you remember Blacktail
magazine? Blacktail magazine.
Oh my God.
I've heard of such things.
That magazine right there.
Were you in that, Lunel?
Let me.
Do you see the
ratchet face? It was ratchet before the word ratchet. Blacktail magazine was ratchet before there was a word for it.
Yeah, and it was, Blacktail, and that's why it was called Blacktail, because that was some tail.
Them girls had socks on, Band-Aid, nail polish chipped off.
That's true. That's so true.
Bruises,
bullet wounds, scars, whip marks,
ace bandage.
Don't say whip.
It was really raggedy, and we loved it because it's all we had for Black folks.
Yep. Remember that Smooth magazine? Everybody was doing Smooth. But I was saying Blacktail Smooth was for like the celebrities. Everybody had to be on Smooth.
Yeah, Smooth was for the next celebrity. Yeah.
Yeah. Blacktail.
Hilarious.
I don't even
Blacktail,
know.
Blacktail, girl.
Yeah.
You wait till the comments hit. You wait till you see how many people are going to be like, Ooh, I remember finding my daddy's Black Tail collection.
A collection?
That Black Tail.
Did anyone from Black Tail go on to like make a huge name for themselves or anything? Anybody we would know?
No.
Chris, what's wrong with you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Kim, they ought to do a reunion, the women of Black Tail magazine.
Right. And it should be like 2008 Black Tail, 12 months.
Centerfold.
Right. The centerfolds, right. They should do a reunion. Oh my God. Black Tail. I don't know where they get the women. That's what's so funny. It seemed like they did an ad in the Penny Saver.
At the bus stop, at the liquor store.
Yes.
At the hot dog stand, at Doggy Diner.
A doggy? Is there such thing? Oh, the hot dog. A doggy diner.
Yeah, Doggy diner.
I was thinking of real dogs. Okay, that made no sense. Okay, that didn't make any sense at all. So, okay, Lunel, if you was going to find me a guy, who would you hook me up with? Tell me.
She's got a lead with that Instagram photo. She can get you about whoever she knows.
Okay, lead with that Instagram photo. Chris, I can do that right now.
Prove it.
Have you ever seen the Silver Fox Squad? Have you, Kim? What are you doing? Oh.
She was going to show some
first
goods.
First of all, listen.
Christmas come late.
The little, this.
On my little tie on my head.
Thing here.
Uh-huh. It doesn't match.
You going to track them pedophiles that'll snow in your head.
Oh, my God.
Her connection keeps ditching out, too. It makes it even funnier.
Oh. It is funnier.
We've reached a point in the show where Kim offered to show her boobs on this. Lunel, you bring out the best in all of us.
Yes, yeah, you do.
If I were to hook you...
If you were going to hook me up with somebody, who would...
I would love to see Kim. I've been close up. I've laid on Kim's boobs, but I would love to see him. So let's see him, Kim.
We'll switch to OnlyFans if you do.
Oh, how much they paying on OnlyFans?
Yeah, let's see what kind of deal we can get for that.
I've been on Cameo. I got on Cameo. I ain't got one request. What about you, Lunel? You ever been on Cameo? Okay. Maybe not. I don't know how to get the request. On Cameo, people pay you to say happy birthday to them and to do certain things. I maybe I have gotten requests and I don't even know where they are.
That's probably more likely. I was like,
yeah.
We could just drop the Cameo links in the comments of the YouTube. I guarantee your fans will be all over it. So let me know if you need a hand, Kim.
You let me know if you need a hand.
Two.
Okay. So, good old phone. That
Damn
was good.
Right.
That was good. We said
Damn
two.
Right they do.
Yeah.
Lunel, okay. I bet you kill it on Cameo, though.
Oh, yeah. Are you
Where's
on Cameo?
Your manager? Where's your manager?
I need a personal manager. There's so many things going on in my life. I need a lot of things. I don't know if I got a man right now in my life, would I be ready? That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Returning calls, being nice, all that shit.
Being a decent human is too much work.
Being a decent human is too much.
I do very well on Cameo.
Good. Somebody needs to.
Good. Yeah, I just signed up for it before Christmas. I don't even know.
You're a bigger star than me, and I know you got the whole team.
Where do they tell you? What does it come to? I don't know where it comes to.
Lunel, looks like I'll be running a Cameo account soon, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I guess I should check it. I should. So wait a minute. We got we always do a black business, support a black business. I think it's time for us to support a black business.
HeyLunell.com. Go there. HeyLunell.com is the website. That's our black business this week. Check it out. Lunell's merch, her everything is on, links to everything she's doing is there. You can support Lunell. And then, Lunell, I had a question on your Instagram. It looked like there was some lingerie with a code. Is there a place we can send people for them to support your whatever code you have? Or let's just support Lunell.
Tell us about the lingerie deal and all that's it. Yeah, tell us.
I'll have to request her.
What? You can't talk about your lingerie and what you're, it's very sexy. I love the one that you're bending over in the white. That's a very, very pretty outfit. But everybody can go to HeyLunell.com and find about all about Lunell, her merchandise. And,
thank you.
Yeah. We've got a delay or something. This is hilarious. it's crazy. We just get random bursts of vocals. This is my favorite. This is so great.
Oh my God.
I do love, Kim, that we could, so because things aren't always perfect and we don't have to scream at you to go to a studio or have somebody there helping you. The way the show works, things like this just add to it. So it's funnier. Did we lose Lunell? Are you still there?
She's frozen in time right now.
Lunell, log out, log back in. Oh, we've got some comments to get to if you want to go to those, Kim, and then we'll see if we can get Lunell back on. But yeah, everybody go to HeyLunell.com. Well, I'm hearing her. Can you hear us, Lunell?
She's there.
Savage.
She is.
I'm here.
Savage, there it is. There it is.
Savage Fenty. Coach her through it. Kim, cheer her on.
She's an ambassador for Savage. Rihanna's lingerie. She picked Lunell to be one of her models and ambassadors. And on her, I think it's on her Instagram, some beautiful lingerie that Lunell has no problem modeling. None. And people, you look at Lunell in her regular clothes and you're like, oh, okay, that's Lunell. But when she puts these little sexy outfits on, you go like this, that's Lunell. It's a whole different take. Yeah, she, yeah.
Look at her looking at the camera.
I know, look at her. I'm uncomfortable with it. I was like, I'm looking at her. I'm really looking at her.
She's looking at the camera.
I don't know when to talk.
Yeah.
You're there.
I can talk now?
Yes. There she is. Why don't we do, so Lunell, can you talk? Oh no, it keeps going black. It's a rough day, y'all. I appreciate y'all sticking with us. Two funny mamas, Sherry Shepherd is out today. Lunell, comic and actress, is sitting in for her. So Lunell logged off, she's gonna log back in. We've already done Support a Black Business, which is HeyLunell.com. And we are going to read some of the comments that we have received. And I think Chris will read that for us. Chris, Anaconda, could you read some of the comments we have, please?
Yeah, we'll check this out. A lot of people loved last week's. The singing really, really made people excited. You and Sherry crushed it. A couple notes. Shannon from YouTube says the Christmas songs portion of the show was hilarious. Brittany B says, I did not remember how I started watching this podcast, but I have been here since episode one. I love every moment. P.S. I remember Kim and Sherry from TV, and I'm an old millennial at 35. That's from Brittany B. New Orleana Dog says, Kim and Chris, just do it already.
What? What do they mean, like, do it?
I don't know. I think that's a bit forward, but you know, we're modest people, so we'll look into the comment a little further.
Chris, did you like that?
That's my alias. STL 69420 says Chris is so cool and strong. Who wrote that? Man. Rye 55 Roots says Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee is actually one of my absolute favorite holiday songs. It's currently the number 3 song in the country and enters the charts every holiday season. So Chris isn't alone. You and Sherry we had you, Lunell. There you are. We got you.
Yes, there you go.
you two hadn't heard of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. We do have a serious note. Do you want a heartwarming note?
A heartwarming note would be fantastic.
From Gary on YouTube, Gary C. I have to thank you two for the many laughs that you've given me with the episode and every episode since. With this episode and every episode since then. This is going to be a low Christmas because of the pandemic and the racial unrest in this country, but it is even lower because of my beloved grandpa, I called him Pawpaw, passed away on the 19th from stage 4 lung cancer. I'm both sad and at peace because I know that he isn't suffering anymore, and I'm old enough to hold the special memories close to my heart. I am sad that he isn't with us, especially during the holidays. He was 91, but didn't look like it at all. So he will be missed by everyone, but I'm glad to have y'all's podcast just to cheer me up, if only for an hour. Thank you for what you do, you two both do in this world. I'm big fans of you both. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. May 2021 bring light and joy to us all. Thank you, Gary. What a nice note.
Gary, how old is Gary? I don't know if he's young.
I'm not sure, but condolences to Gary, and thank you so much for tuning in, too. We got Lunell on the phone. You want me to take this here? Listen to it on the microphone.
Go ahead and talk to Lunell.
All right, Lunell, we got you on the speaker.
If y'all didn't want me on the show, why did you do this to me?
Well, no, we want you on the show. Log back in. We saw you try.
I done logged in 4 times. Now here I come again.
Try. Okay, she's going to try one more time. We love you, Lunell.
No, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
She said she gets it. She understands. We don't want her around. All right.
And I'm not going to wait. Hold on.
Come on to say goodbye to the people.
There she is.
Where
the hell
are you, Lunell?
Yeah, we see you.
Yeah, we see you.
I don't see none of y'all.
All right, Lunell, I'm hanging up.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. We see you.
We're going to do a little editing on this one.
Yeah, you know who listens to our podcast and watches our podcast? This was shocking for me during Christmas. My aunt, who lives in Stockholm, Sweden. She's probably been living over there for about 40 years. And we did a family Zoom, and all my cousins over in Sweden, they were like, we watch it. We listen to your podcast. I was like, what? And my cousin with his smart butt, he was like, yeah, Kim, it's called the internet. You can get anything across.
I'm going to try this again.
No, we see you, Lunell. Lunell, we see you.
We see and hear you.
Oh, this is gold.
But you can't see us, so just go with it.
So you're a comedian, Kim, but you all are super conscious about what you're careful. Can you see us, Lunell? We hear you. Oh, she keeps coming on.
Oh, shit. God. Black again. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Lunell, don't do anything. Can you hear us?
All right, Lunell, don't touch nothing. Don't touch another button. When I tell you this, like the old auntie, be like, is this thing on?
Lunell, we see you.
Oh my God, this is horrible. Lunell, she touching something. Lunell. 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 Oh, shit.
There you are.
Can you see us?
If y'all Lunell didn't want me on the damn show, since you should be playing tricks on me.
Oh, God, I can't make it 30 minutes.
Lunell, you're perfect. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Okay.
Let me say something before I get cut off again.
Please do.
I would just like to apologize to the audience of Two Funny Mamas if I have been out of line with my language or my demeanor, because I know Sherry and Kim are way softer than I am. And when she asked me to come on here, I asked them, I said, what do I do? And they said, be me. So I was me. However, I know that some of the, you know, church folk and stuff and the Raising Whitley folk and Oprah and them be watching, and they like you. And, you know, they may think that I'm a little too rugged to go to the damn Legends Ball now that I done cussed up a storm on the...
Did you say the Legends Ball? The Legends Ball!
She's going to have another one. She's going to have another one. I ain't going
to do another one. Oh, my God. No, Lunell, you were perfect. We love you. Can you tell us about your Savage clothing line, just real quick?
I don't want to talk about it no more.
Okay, she's mad, y'all. She's upset because her little raggedy internet was cutting off. And, you know, I look at her. Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody, we're going to sign off anyway. We've done it a lot and enough. And wait, now my phone is ringing. That means somebody's at the gate. I'll be damned.
My internet is raggedy, but oh, see, here I go again.
Oh boy, Lunell.
I had to carry the whole show.
Oh shit. Wait a minute. Now look.
Lunell, do you ever go by the Whitley Estate? Like, I feel like there's like 20 people there every day.
No, I'm social distancing from all that madness that she has going on over there.
What do you?
And
I need to know this.
I get anxiety when I go into the white community like that.
Is she living in the white community? Is that what's happening?
You better believe it. But no, I was raised with white folks. I went to all white schools all my life. Castro Valley Elementary School, A.B. Morris Junior High School, Castro Valley High School, Chabot Middle College, and Cal State Hayward. They were all white. But I had enough. You know what I mean?
Did she say I had enough?
Yeah.
I had enough white folks.
That is great. Y'all are crazy. Hey, you know what? We're going to sign off. We have done it.
Yes, we've done all
we can. The sun is coming out. It was gloomy this morning, but the sun is out. I got to go finish cleaning my garage. I found a whole box of Spanx. Do you hear me? A giant. Chris, I got to send you the picture.
I have a video. Do you want me to
just take it? You got any 2X one? You got any 2X in there?
No, I do. I got a lot of Spanx. It was the biggest box of Spanx I've ever seen. And I was like, what in the world? Why do I have that? And it was full of Spanx. And I said, you know, I did a video and I said, this is ridiculous. Why would I think there's a problem. I had every Spanx. I had thong Spanx. I had big panty Spanx. I had short Spanx. I had full body Spanx. And then I had like half, it was a lot. Yeah, I had a dress Spanx. I had just a t-shirt Spanx. Then I had a half a t-shirt Spanx. I was like, something's wrong with me.
You don't even need all that. What you doing with them damn Spanx?
No, I did need them because I was in denial.
Give them to me and I can sell them at the Sloss and swap me.
That is, I bet you could. When I tell you they got tags on them. It doesn't even make sense. Chris, did you get the picture?
Yep, I just got it. I'm going to email it over, and we're going to check that out. And you sent me a video of you and Andre in your garage last night. What is going on in there?
Okay, so I moved into this
house. Who's Andre? Who's Andre?
Everyone knows Andre.
I don't know Andre. Who's Andre?
Andre is me and Sherry's trainer and a very good friend, and he's a comedian. Andre LaMere, Andre.
The trainer.
No, he's a comic. You know him.
He's the best.
Yes, he is. He's good. He has been helping me.
I don't do trainers.
You ain't never done a trainer? Have you ever done a masseuse?
I didn't say that. Oh, no. I didn't say I never done a trainer. I meant I don't train with them.
Got it.
I've done them all. Being around the world,
That's funny. Okay, yeah, the trainer.
All right, we got this. We got the Spanx pick. We'll pull that up in just a second. That should be good to go.
Kim, are you having fun?
I'm having a ball. You know what? But I stayed up last night doing the garage till like 5:30 in the morning. So I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm about to pass out. But my stylist is here to go through all the clothes. I'm tired. I need to drink another cup of coffee and probably.
I'm gonna make some coffee after my tamale.
Yes, people don't understand coffee.
I'm gonna make some coffee.
That was the problem. I drank coffee last night, so I stayed up all night because I was on coffee. So it was difficult. Then I took melatonin to go to sleep. I said, "This is how they do it in Hollywood." I need an upper and a downer.
You got put that back.
There we go. Here it is, Kim.
Look! There's the box of Spanx, Lunell.
That's because you got that old.
You see it? Giant box of black Spanx. That's just the black ones.
We'll see.
Yes. I had a guy. Matter of fact, I got a videotape. I had a guy call me last night. He was like, I'm not trying
to. You got the beige ones too?
I got the beige ones. And he wants a pair of my Spanx. I think to wear. I don't think this.
Like that you've worn? Like, is this a thing?
Hey. It's a, I don't know. No, he probably wants it. He said he wears it under his shirt to smooth him out. But he probably will sniff them first and then put them on.
All right, but enough of the space. Okay, get a sniff up there. There you go. Oh, my goodness. My
well, thank you, Lunel. Did you have fun today? You know, she'll be sniffing like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Lunel, did you have a good time? Lunel, did you have a good time?
Yeah, but not so early next time, okay?
Okay, no, you're right. It is a little early. That's because Chris is in St. Louis, and, you know, we try to be mindful of his day.
Do you? Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. It would have been really fun if it was like at 3 in the afternoon.
3 in the afternoon would be better.
Yeah, if it was 3 in the afternoon, I'd have had a ball.
You're right. We can do that sometime. We'll do that again.
We will do it again. You look absolutely beautiful. I'd like to say thank you for being on the show, Lunel.
I'm there with the witches.
Hey, everybody, please hit subscribe, tell a friend to join you on Two Funny Mamas, wherever podcast you can listen to them.
I had a lovely time. Thank you. You know, I'm always here whenever you need me.
All right. Thank you. I love you, Lunel. All right, everybody. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, ladies. Great show.
All right, great show. See y'all. Thank you for listening and watching.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.